Business lobbyists calling themselves the Great Lakes Legal Foundation have been pressuring the DNR to revive an old debate, whether to dump a state rule that covered larger airborne particles that come from sites like rock crushing companies and grain handling facilities. The DNR board has okayed repealing the rule. DNR Air Management Director John Melby says there are still federal and state laws addressing emissions of smaller particles.
These are the ones that are really protective of public health. The smaller you get the particle, the deeper you can breathe it in and get stuck in your lungs.
Melby says it is unusual that the DNR didn't hold a new round of public hearings on the plan to dump the large particle rule. But he says very few people showed up for hearings in 2008. The Sierra Club's Jennifer Fireherm laments the apparent loss of the rule covering larger particles.
The smaller particulates are more dangerous and have a wider array of health effects and bring in the cardiovascular health effects, but that does not mean that the large particles pose no health risk. They pose health risk to asthmatics. They pose health risks to sensitive populations, and that's why over and over again, DNR staff and DNR boards have supported this standard.
Fireherm says it doesn't really help that the DNR board also voted to have agency staff come up with a template that local communities could adopt to reduce the larger particles being a nuisance. She says many villages, towns, and cities may choose not to do so. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.